Hello, Collision Boost listeners. This is Jeff Peavy. We are recording live from the Certified Collision Conference 2020, which is a joint conference hosted by the Fiat Chrysler Automobiles, Nissan North America, and Assured Performance Network for their certified networks of shops to elevate the collision repair industry. We'd just like to acknowledge and say thank you for all of them for their support of Collision Boost Radio and for the high standards they have set for our industry. We're going to be interviewing some of the attendees here in a series of interviews I think you'll find very interesting. This is Jeff Peavy again. We're back while we're at the Certified Collision Conference 2020 here in Orlando, and I have with me Debbie Menz. She is a strategic account manager for
Exalta.
Yeah, I'll get it right. I want to make sure I get it right. If I pause, fill in the blanks. But Debbie, thank you for being with us. I know the Collision Boost listener is going to really appreciate your story. And this particular episode falls into those career stories, and if you love the industry, it'll love you back. You know, we're finding just a tremendous amount of stories that are really inspirational about how really the opportunities that are available to anyone in the industry are someone who gets into the industry and is willing to learn, makes it known that they're that they want to learn and learn all they can from everyone they can, which is a common theme with Collision Boost. So thank you for being here, and why don't you tell us what you do?
So as a strategic account manager, I manage the top larger accounts throughout the state of Florida. I've been with Exalta for 23 years, and this is my 39th year in the business.
Oh, okay.
So I've been here for a minute.
Yeah. Well, so tell us your story. I know you have an interesting story. I think it's ideal for the Collision Boost listener. So how did you get started, and tell us the whole your whole career story?
To start off with, at a very young age, I made a bad decision. I dropped out of high school, went back, got my GED, and was trying to figure out where I wanted to go and what I wanted to do. Mm-hmm. I was given an opportunity to be a delivery driver at a local paint store, and so I started there back in 1980, mm-hmm. and I made $2.35 an hour, I drove a little S10 pickup truck. Uh-huh. And throughout the time that I worked at that company for 9.5 years, I made lots of friends, and I was given lots of opportunities. And it seemed like every time I was ready to grow in my career, an opportunity opened up before me. And I think the reason why I was so successful is because while I was waiting for that next opportunity, I was doing everything I could to prepare myself. I was talking to people, I was listening, I was learning, I was asking for help, and I was getting help.
Yeah.
So.
Well, that's a really good point. And again, it goes to that consistent theme that we hear from those that are successful in the industry, working at a national level, showing up at these conferences. I think one of the ways we distinguish ourselves is just that curiosity and wanting to learn, right?
Oh, I love to learn. Love to learn. Even at this stage of my career, I'm still looking for new items, mm-hmm. always looking to learn something more. I would suggest anybody that wants to come into this industry, it's an awesome industry. It's a very caring industry. Mm-hmm. It's a people-based industry still to this day. If you ask for help, there is someone there that will lend a hand to help you. If you really want to succeed in life, mm-hmm. this industry will help get you there.
Yeah, it is really full of some really good people that want to see others be successful, mm-hmm. and I appreciate that. So yeah, it goes right back. I also delivered paint in that same time period, actually. I was delivering in 1980 and 81, somewhere in that time frame. And that's actually a good place to learn the body shops or the collision repair facilities in a given area, for sure. And you can learn a lot about the business by doing that, right?
We've seen a lot of changes over the years.
Yeah,
you need to be open for the change. You really want to embrace mm-hmm. what this industry is moving to. But again, I could not have picked a better career than what I've ended up with.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm very happy with where I'm at.
We've been saying that if you love the industry, it'll love you back. I guess that's probably a good way to phrase your experience.
Absolutely,
with it, right?
Absolutely.
You so in your current role, what is your title? What is it you do on a day-to-day basis?
So my job is to work with a particular book of business. Mm-hmm. So I have a number of shops that I work with, their businesses, and I work side by side with the owners or managers to try to find a better way to do things within their business, whether it's to bring more business to the door, get it through the door, or make more money while it's there. So I'm actually their business partner.
So even though you work for an automotive refinish company, you're actually a partner to help them with the business.
Absolutely, yep.
Yeah, that's pretty neat. So, you know, as you think back on your career so far, is there any advice or anything that you would, that kind of stands out, that you would like to tell someone coming into this industry? Is there anything in particular?
Work hard, be open, humble yourself, and remember, your reputation is what you build. Nobody gives it to you. It's yours. You own it from the start to the finish. So take good care of your reputation. Don't lie. Don't cheat yourself, and don't cheat others.
Yeah, you know, one of the things that kind of reminded me is that, especially when you come to a conference like this, I know the first times that anyone in our industry comes to a conference of this size where the room's full of 200-plus people, it's a little intimidating, but it's really a small industry, isn't it? So when you talk about protecting your reputation and earning it and then protecting it, it's really because in the end, it isn't that large of an industry when it comes to the number of people that are involved in it, and compared to some industries, for sure.
Yeah, and you'd be shocked who knows who.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I met you mainly through your wife, because we were on the WIN Board of Directors together.
Yeah.
So we're both in the Women's Industry Network, and that's where that connection started. Mm-hmm. So you never know where that connection piece will be.
Yeah, they're everywhere.
And it is a tight industry.
I give an advice before to people who've never been. It's like, you know, when you look into a ballroom full of 200 or 300 people, is that you'd be surprised how many people that are in this room that know someone you know. And even though you maybe have worked locally, you'll find a lot of people, a lot of connections. So speaking of your involvement in the industry as a woman, I'm going to assume that, at least I do, I see a lot of opportunities for women. Women bring a certain skill set that I think that really is an advantage for our industry and has really helped propel our industry to a whole nother level.
Yes, I agree with that. We do look at things a little bit differently. Some of the women in the industry actually came up through school into the body tech position, but there's a lot of us that did not come from that side of it, that we didn't actually work on the floor, per se. So we bring a different perspective, and I think our details, we're really, really into our details, and we're very, I personally like being organized, and so I think that's a different skill set, maybe. It helps me. Different perspective. 52% of your customers now in a body shop are women. If you go back 10 years ago, most of the men brought the cars to the body shop to get fixed. They didn't let their wives so much do it. It's not the case anymore.
Yeah.
So if most of your customers are women, kind of makes sense that most of your employees, or at least half of them,
should be.
You might want to consider that.
Yeah, I think that's really good advice. And I know I have just watched our industry as you have. We've grown and diversified. We've really started to mature. It's become a really good industry to be in. And I think we're at an all-time high when it comes to the women that are working in our industry. I think working successfully and happily, I think that's, at least that's the perspective I have. You may have a little bit different.
Yeah. But I think the stigma of being a woman in the industry is buried a lot now. So it's not really that prevalent. It's, to me, it's never really much of a factor for me at all, The guys just look at me like I'm just another one of the employees.
Yeah.
I have a lot of women that we support coming into the industry through our scholarship committee with WIN, and we're always trying to mentor them and give them advice and bring them along. I will tell you, this year's young ladies that have applied, wow, really strong, high caliber women. I'm so impressed with the young ladies now that are joining school. Again, 10 years ago, wasn't that case. We were lucky to get two or three women throughout the whole nation. We had 29 applications this time.
Oh, wow, that's really good.
Yeah, so it's definitely, it's different. It's going to keep on changing and evolving, and being a woman is just going to be a non-factor anymore.
Yeah. Well, I know, of course, I have the influence of Marie, my wife, being involved with WIN and all that, too, and so I know a little bit, I guess, about it, but probably not as much as I should. But I appreciate what the Women's Industry Network is doing and has done for women in the industry. I'm excited about it still, and I know your scholarship program. I know the Automotive Management Institute's been giving some scholarship grants to those that you select, and we've seen just from our involvement with AMI, with your scholarship winners, we've seen tremendous growth, you know, the education that they get and what they do with their job. It's just really fun to watch, and it's rewarding.
It is. It's really good to be able to help them and watch them. Out of the 29 women that applied this time, I bet 5 years from now we'll go back and at least 25 of them are going to be somewhere within our industry making a difference.
Yeah, so, isn't that amazing? Well, yeah. I know I'm going to add you to the list. The Collision Boost listeners are always hearing from us that we have an email, collisionboostradio@gmail.com, just a simple way for people to communicate with us and provide us with topics they'd like to hear, episodes, or, you know, just maybe it's something we can email them back and help them. So we're going to add you to the list. You just got voluntold. So that if we run across someone that maybe you can help us with, we'll let you know and maybe help connect the dots for them to help them with their career.
I'd love to.
Any final advice?
Just enjoy your life, enjoy the journey, and keep an open mind.
There you go. Yep. Well, Debbie, thank you for taking the time to sit down with us. Again, as we've said, a lot of times we have been in the industry a long time. We maybe don't feel like some of the things we're saying really matters. But a lot of this and hearing your story is inspirational, and I'm sure Collision Boost listeners are going to really appreciate it. We thank you for your time.
Thank you. Thank you for interviewing.
Thank you.